Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Really quick, I saw this story, and then we're going to get into this roller skating thing this morning. It's 10 millennial trends that Gen Z says are no longer cool. And the final one, oh, I'm so upset by the final one on the list, but let me give you a few of these. Taking photos of your food and posting it online. Soup's cringe, bro. Don't do that anymore.
They're just jealous.
I guess. I don't really do that too much anymore.
I do.
Mostly because I'm like, people don't care that this burrito looks awesome.
I care.
I know. You're the only
really
one I
care.
Know. The phrase, I did a thing.
Oh,
barf. Skinny jeans, because it reminds them of Gru from Despicable Me. Whatever. I like my skinny jeans. I like the way they feel against my legs. Uh-huh. Shut up. Saying LOL out loud.
Are we saying LOL?
I guess somebody out there is going, LOL!
I thought that was just
in their skinny
we typed.
Jeans. Open-toed shoes, I guess, are super cringe right now. Okay, whatever. The term adulting. Ooh, I'm adulting. Side parts in your hair. Although,
yeah.
Didn't we just talk about how they were coming back?
We did.
Yeah.
It's all cyclical.
Right. High-waisted jeans. Gosh, what type of pants are acceptable right now?
I know.
All right, and then finally, one that I have been associated with since about 1998. People who do Jim Carrey face, those people are automatically cringy. They're stuck in the 90s and refuse to grow up. It's unoriginal and makes people feel uncomfortable. Aww.
I know, that is so you.
I do it all the time.
That is so you.
I certainly do. Oh, no.
You really do.
They say Jim Carrey face is embarrassing for you and your friends.
Oh,
no.
Wow. Who's coming for
it's
Jim
real?
Carrey
Well, you know what?
Face.
I'm going to put my skinny jeans on today. I'm going to make that face, and after I do it, I'm going to be like, I did a thing.
Yeah, you did.
And then I'm going to post a picture of a cheeseburger online.
A cringy thing.
Y'all can suck it, Gen Z.
That's funny.
All right, speaking of being youthful and kid stuff, this lady with the roller skates, huh?
Yeah.
Is she making the rounds?
Possibly cringy, too. I don't know how I feel about this yet. I mean, it's kind of cute. I didn't like it at first, but now I'm kind of coming on board. So here's the story. There's a woman, her name's Heather, and she posted a flyer in Cheeseman Park. And what it says on the flyer is, my name is Heather, and I'm going to try and roller skate for the first time in my life. Come watch. Is it safe? Probably not. Can I do it? Probably not. August 22nd at 7 p.m., Cheeseman Park at the Pavilion. And people showed up. A lot of people showed up to see Heather skate for her first time, and they loved it. It's all over TikTok. She made so many people happy. And I think that's, again, like when I saw the flyer, I'm like, what are we doing now? What? But she brought a lot of joy to people. Like a lot of people showed up to see what she was going to do. It made a lot of people laugh. They put it all on TikTok. It was a big turnout and so funny. People are commenting on the post and they are loving it. They're like, this is the bravest thing I've ever seen. She did a
bravest?
Whole photo shoot. This story has been giving me life. I'm following on Instagram. Thank you so much, Heather. And everyone just really commending her.
I like
what
it.
A good idea. And then even we have a quote on the flyer. I'm worried about her safety. Signed, Heather's mom. So it's just, she tried really hard to just make it fun, cheeky, and, you know, but, here, you know, she's a grown woman. She's not a teenager or anything. I think they said she's 34 or something like that. So she's a grown woman living her life. And I just thought, you know, this is a way that you can do something. You know, it's a way of putting yourself out there, but going viral, trending for not a bad reason. I liked it for that.
It's got a cute factor of 9.7 in my book.
It does.
It's up there.
I like
how
she's making people smile, and you know, we love that. That's our job. So I just thought, Heather, go, Heather.
That's on our LinkedIn profile.
Yes,
we make people smile.
Yes, we do.
Yes, I like it, especially in a world where everything is so serious and murder, death, kill, and everybody's down in the dumps. It's just something kind of silly and kind of stupid.
Yeah.
To get people out having fun. Not to mention you get to meet other people in the community, make some new friends, and then you get to watch this goofy lady roller skate.
Yeah, yeah.
I like this.
Well, and you had the haters. There were a few people.
Oh, you always will.
I know. And they're like,
you
know.
We get those on our text line all the time.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just life, right? So there are people saying that she was like fake falling and making it a bigger deal than it was. But then
was
there are
she?
Other people.
Did you see a video?
No, I didn't see videos yet, but I'm just reading the comments and people are defending her to the max. They're like, no, this was not staged. You could tell she was just having a really good time and she wanted people to be a part of it. So
roller skates, roller blades.
Roller skates.
Skates, okay.
In her first time in her whole life.
I hope she had a helmet on.
Exactly.
Says Mary on next door.
I hope Heather was safe. But I just, again, what a way to bring joy to the masses in an effortless way and really just poke it a little fun at yourself. But, you know, you had a good time. I love it.
It reminds me of a few months ago, there was a guy that had the big bin of cheese balls that he picked up from like Costco or Sam's Club. And he posted on like a Reddit thread or something, hey, come to the park and watch me eat this entire jug of cheese balls. And people showed up to watch the guy eat the jug of cheese balls.
Shoot,
he accomplished it.
I'd show up to ask him on a date.
You're like, hey, can I lick your fingers?
Exactly my idea of the perfect date, my dude.
I'd like to lick your fingers, please.
Let's be friends at least.
My name's Katie. You might know me from the radio. I'm hard up for love. I like it. It's cute. I can see this expanding into other things where people will be like, you know, come out and watch me learn how to fly a kite or learn how to ride a bike. Watch me learn how to swim.
Well, I think that's where
one might be a little drowned.
It might get a little played out, right? Like if
it might get played out.
Like the fact that she did it first and she created such a fun atmosphere, I'm just all about it.
Yeah,
but
where does
it
end, right?
I can see a lot of people copying Heather here.
Don't go in the deep end.
Yeah. So, but
watch me walk across Legos with no socks or shoes on.
Howie,
yeah, where does it
end? You want a date?
Jeez, off the air. Katie's like, ooh, 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 speaking of dating. She got all fired up after we talked about sucking on that guy's fingers. You aren't dating right now, are you?
I mean, not really.
You're looking, but you're not with.
Well, the
currently
thing is,
with.
After Chicago guy, I really stopped hyper-focusing on somebody because I didn't realize how everything
it was all consuming,
I did was to kind of get his attention or
my wife's
impress
like that a lot
him.
With me.
With you. Well, when you're in a relationship, it's different. She obviously wants to do things that make your
She's
life
all
better.
All over me constantly.
Yeah, well, can you blame her, Jared?
She hates me. Hey, really quick, before we get into your story, that reminds me, I want to read you just a quick text that came in from her.
Yeah, yeah. What'd she say? What's Nick Nack got
hold on,
to say
yeah,
today?
Back. She messaged me just a little bit ago before 8. She goes, hey, what's the green goo I just stepped in the basement? It's super sticky.
Oh.
What is it?
I just go, where? She's like, I don't know. It was in a plastic holder, she said. I go, I have no idea. I go, don't get it on the carpet. And she wrote back, no S word. She says, I'm hopping on 1 foot right now. I'm dying to know what the green goo was in my basement. I don't know. Nobody knows right now.
You better figure that out.
That is apropos of nothing, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. So speaking of dating, what's this dating thing you got?
Okay, so it's a term that's floating around on the socials, and it's called decentering men. Okay, and really it's just a fancy term for doing what I just said, not being completely obsessed with a man or trying to find a man or being on the apps and looking for one and looking pretty for one. Like, it's all consuming. It really
is. So it's like it's self-focus, self-worth.
Intentionally, though. And that's
looking
the thing,
at your goals. It's just focusing on you versus a dude.
Absolutely. And so it's really just like taking all of that energy that you're putting towards, you know, making yourself look good.
Here's the thing, too.
It's like when you're single and when you're out and about, like say you're at a bar and you're hanging out with your friends. Well, if you're in the active state of looking for a partner, a person, your side glance is always looking. Mm-hmm. You're always looking to find something. Your mind's always scattered and wandered, and you could never be 100% fully present. And so when you take that out of the equation,
Yeah.
You have so much more energy for your friends, for yourself, for your current situations, your job. You
That's
know?
When you usually find someone,
it is.
Right? Is
yeah,
when
yeah,
you're
yeah.
not looking. We've heard it a bazillion times.
I mean, that seems to be what everybody says.
You're like,
says.
Whatever, I'm done. I'm focusing on me, my career, my yeah. health, whatever. And then, boom, you bump into a dude at the deli, and you're like, oh.
Oh. You look know? At you with your fried chicken. You know I like
no,
fried
No, you're
chicken.
Focusing on your health.
I know. I'm focusing on me, not your fried chicken.
Although that is focusing on your happiness.
It is. You know how much I love fried chicken, but no, it's just...
Okay, I like it.
Because again, like we've all been
It sounds
there.
A little harsh to the guys, but...
Well, I think it can be flipped.
I'm sorry?
It can be flipped. It
I'm
can be
decentering men right now.
Or decentering women.
Right,
if you're
sure.
in the camp of you're looking for a girlfriend, but it's taking all of your energy and your stuff, well, decenter women, and that might help you out
can
a little bit.
Can we put anything in the decentering? Like any sort of you're decentering cigarettes? You're decentering
oh, sure.
alcohol.
Yeah, because those things, if you
That's
have...
That's a cutesy little term to use all the time.
It is, and if you think about that, if you have a problem with smoking cigarettes, say you're trying to quit and you're just smoking a pack and a half a day, you know what I mean?
Don't like, I know it.
It really does consume you. It's center... You, like, your life is centered around this want for this thing, and if you could take that out of the equation, oh, the peace.
I'm decentering my coworkers.
The freedom. The peace. The freedom.
The peace and the freedom. I'm decentering tailgating.
It's definitely.
I'm talking to you, BMW drivers.
It's definitely worth looking into, and I love. How,
I like it. It's cute.
The story in itself, like, it's got a little, you know, thumbnail, right? When you see the story on like a Yahoo website, and it says, "I decentered men, and it worked for me," and it was a before and after picture.
Yeah.
And the before was
all
her.
Sad. Oh, sad.
And then after, I mean, she's wearing like, a bikini. She's like, "I love life." So I guess it works.
All right. This came in from a guy who I'm changing his name to Sniff. Here's why. Sniff wrote in and said, "I need some help settling an argument between me and my parents. I graduated from high school a couple years ago and decided not to go to college because I had no idea what I wanted to do. 2 years later, I still don't know, and now my parents are really putting the pressure on. They keep saying, it's time to make a move. If you don't go now, you're never going to go." Okay, yeah, I get it. "I understand their concern, but I keep hearing horror stories about people taking on massive college debt and then struggling to find a good job. I don't want to spend thousands on a degree, and I don't even know what career I want. Here's where they're really mad. When I graduated, I received a pretty good amount of money from my grandparents and relatives, family, friends. I saved most of it, and I even added some money of my own from working. I want to use that money now to get a nose job.
Oh.
I've hated my nose my entire life. It's been my biggest insecurity. I'm tired of people telling me, you're beautiful just the way you are."
Oh, the just the way you are part.
"You're beautiful just the way you are, Sniff. My parents think it's completely irresponsible. They say everyone who gave me graduation money assumed it would go towards college
yeah.
or something to help me in my future. My argument is that nobody told me the money could only be used for college. It was a gift. I've saved it for a couple years. I'm an adult. This is something I want. So who's right? Is spending graduation money on a nose job completely irresponsible? Should I listen to my parents and finally go to college, even though I have no idea what I want to study? I'd especially love to hear from people who have waited a few years to go to college or people who've had plastic surgery because of a lifelong insecurity." Okay, that's fine, too. How did it work out for you guys? At the very end of this, he does say, "Please change my name because if my parents hear this and figure out it's me, I'm dead." So, one, I did change his name to Sniff.
Yeah.
And two, dude, Sniff. This is a pretty unique situation. If your parents hear it, they probably know it's going to be you, buddy.
Exactly. I don't know too many other people.
I don't know a lot of people who are wanting to use their college money on a nose job. But anyway, there's that, Sniff. If you want to call in and sound off, what should he do with the money? Use it for school. That's what it was there for. That's what the gifts were for, allegedly, right? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Would love to give your thoughts, your opinions. This is Show Wants to Know, so we open up the phone lines for you guys. Should Sniff use the money to get that schnoz rebuilt, or should he use it to go to school? 303-691-1649. On the surface, I guess I'm kind of in camp nose job, I think. I don't know.
Why not do that and go to like a trade school, you know?
Yeah, I see the text coming
in about
trade school. But again, he doesn't know what he wants to do. That might not be in a heap. He's like, I don't want to go into HVAC.
Well, and that's the thing. If you don't know what you want to do, spending money to decide, like, figure out what you want to do first and then maybe put the money towards it. But don't just go to school because you're being pressured to do so. So I think there's a lot of moving pieces.
That young,
one,
though, you could regret spending that much money on a nose job.
Not
later
at all, because you
life.
Got that nose the rest of your life. You might spend thousands on that degree and never use it.
Well, but the nose, you might not like it. Right? You spend thousands on your nose and it's a crappy nose.
Yeah, it's a one nostril's bigger than the other.
Yeah.
Well, go to somebody reputable. I think the text of the day goes to Zach. He wrote in and said, forget the job. I'm just wondering, how bad is this guy's nose?
Oh, Zach.
Oh, Zach, you funny. All right, 303-691-1649. Here is Phil. Phil made it in. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How's it going?
Well, we're super dupes. What do you think about this guy's dilemma? Are you in team school or team schnoz?
Okay, I had the same question as Zach. Like, how bad is this nose? Is this like Wicked Witch of the East kind of nose or like a Groot nose? And so,
well, let's
you know,
assume,
what kind of nose?
Let's assume that it might be kind of bad. He's been insecure about it his whole life.
Okay, so I probably would have been bullied, right, about it my whole life. I've seen some crazy transformations of noses, so I am on team nose.
Okay.
You know, to each their own.
Yeah, I kind of am too, because I feel like, Phil, we've all kind of got something, right? Something that we're insecure about that would be nice to fix if we had the money.
Yeah, but if this guy's like, you know, extreme, like, or like, you know those caricatures that people draw of people? If
yeah.
That's the first thing that the artist
right.
draws is this guy's nose, and it's been his whole life, like, I'm okay with that.
When the guy draws the picture, he just does an elephant's trunk.
Yeah, I know. Jeremy.
Phil, I got you in camp schnoz. I appreciate you sounding off this morning, my friend. Here is Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi. How are you guys today?
Well, we're super dupes. We're breathing easy in here. What are your thoughts on this guy's situation?
Okay, so I have a different take on this. We all have things that we don't like about ourselves,
yeah.
And I don't know if it was written in stone that that's what he had to use the money for. I know that kind of is that understated rule that's kind of what people think he's going to use it for, but he's a grown man. So my take on this is take the money and go get yourself a home, get yourself an apartment, move out of your parents' home. So there seems to be a little control with that and them bossing him around and what he wants to do. I know that they want the best for him, but sometimes school isn't for everyone. And there's successful people out there that don't go to school. So get yourself a condo, get yourself a home, and then whatever's left over. And obviously he can save money because he said in the letter that he put money with whatever
mm-hmm.
was given to him.
Mm-hmm.
Save whatever you need for the nose job after that. But get out from underneath your parents and live your life.
Well, you got his whole life mapped out.
That's
for
really
him,
good
yeah.
advice.
He's like, then find yourself a nice girl and propose at a park and have your wedding in Nashville.
No. That was good, though, Jen. You had a lot of really good points.
And then you need you need 2.3 children and a swing set in the backyard. Okay. So am I putting you in camp schnoz then, not camp school?
I would say, you know what?
In the
camp
long
schnoz
run.
And, you know what? Do it. If it makes you feel, we all have something that we just don't like about ourselves.
Yeah.
And you'll never feel good about yourself if you don't do it, you know? So some people.
Jen, really quick, I got to get to one more person. But what would you, if you had the money, what would you change about yourself?
Oh, gosh, if I can make myself taller, that would be great.
All right.
But it's not going to happen.
We'll get you some leg implants.
There we go.
Jen, thank you so much for sounding off today. We can't thank you enough. Here's Justine. Hi, Justine.
Hi, good morning.
Well, hello. All right, what do you think about Mr. Sniff? Are you in camp school or schnoz?
I'm actually for camp schnoz. I have two kids, one when she graduated, got her boobs on one. Bought a car with her money. It was a gift to them. I told her when she got her breasts done that it was totally acceptable to spend that money. If she wants that confidence, if that's going to improve her confidence in life, that'll be something that she carries with her for life. So self-confidence is just as important as school.
Literally carries along with her every day.
But you're right. Like, yeah. To feel good, like, because we had a good point in the last call where their whole life they deal with this kind of stigmatism. So it's like clearly it's been a thing for them for a minute. So, you know, if it gives you that confidence moving forward into the next stage, I'm all for it.
All right.
Well, and if somebody wanted braces, nobody would think twice about braces.
Exactly.
It's the same thing, straining your teeth.
Yeah, it's an appearance thing.
I would think twice because I like gummy bears and gum, but
that's different. Cheer.
Justine, we can't got you in Camp Schnoz. It was unanimous. Everybody's voting Camp Schnoz for
everyone
this guy.
Is.
So,
yeah,
Mr. Sniff, if you're listening this morning, they're saying don't worry about the cash, dude. Your parents will be fine. You're an adult now. It's your money. Maybe you don't need to go to college. Go get that freakishly large nose done. If anyone else has a dilemma they want to sound off about, you can always send us a message to Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook and Instagram. Really, really quick. I've only got like 30 seconds. Katie, you had the money. What would you change about yourself?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't ready for this.
Josh?
Height. I want to be shorter. I'm too tall.
Katie?
I don't know. Maybe I'd get the old girls done, too.
Okay. That'd be smart.
Shut up, Jeremy.
Hey, I would do a certain reduction surgery, actually, because it's just too much.
That big old head on top of your shoulders?
Well,
is that one?
Close.